Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Ayariga has pledged to abolish all forms of mining and refrain from borrowing if given the nod to rule the country as president. His contender, Kofi Akpaloo, leader of the Liberal Party of Ghana, says he will rather invest in large-scale mining and borrow more to fuel his industrialization drive if elected president. Both candidates share their key policy proposals in the maiden edition of the presidential debates on Joy News, on News Desk on the Joy News channel. Here's a wrap.
Armed with his vision for a self-sufficient Ghana, Ayariga committed to financial independence, indicating he will never borrow. Meanwhile, Kofi Akpaloo laid out a different strategy, with borrowing at the heart of his economic plan.
My whole life as a businessman, I've never borrowed. My life as a father, I've never borrowed. My life as a young man, I've never borrowed. So my life as president, I will not borrow.
Assuming you borrow $10 billion and we invest in the production of aluminium, when you borrow to invest in that direction, the returns will come to pay off the debt.
To deal effectively with illegal mining, Dr. Ayariga served notice he will ban all forms of mining, but his contender, Kofi Akpaloo, saw potential in the mining sector.
When I become president, I'm going to bring all these people together. If there are 3 million people and they each bring $1,000, it's $3 billion. Then I'll give them licenses to run a large-scale mining so that they will do a responsible mining.
First of all, I am going to ban large-scale mining, small-scale mining, Galamse. The only institution mandated to mine under my leadership will be the government of Ghana.
The National Democratic Congress is set to write to the Electoral Commission today to demand responses to the petition it presented to the Elections Management Body last week when it staged its Enough is Enough demonstrations. The NDC, in presenting its case to members of the diplomatic community, CSOs and organized labor, served notice it will not be presenting any further evidence of illegal voter transfer to the EC because the commission has shown itself not trustworthy. The party's National Communications Officer Sammy Jenfi says the party will be compelled to take matters into their own hands if the EC fails to act. He spoke with Evans Mensah.
And if we do not hear anything, we are going to move to stage 2 of our action plan aimed at putting pressure on the Electoral Commission to do the needful.
What will stage 2 entail?
We already served notice that we will be hitting the streets again. But this time around, the form and mode may be different from the first one you saw. Protest, obviously, will be the main cause of action for us. But even beyond that, there are certain things that we are currently considering doing.
The flag bearer of the People's National Convention, Bernard Mona, has filed a writ challenging his disqualification from the upcoming December presidential election. The EC has explained that disqualification of the 11 aspirants, which he spat, was due to their failure to correct errors on their nomination forms. But Mr. Mona argues his disqualification was unlawful.
Basically, to get the Electoral Commission to reverse their decision to disqualify me and to ensure that I'm on the ballot paper. Second, Electoral Commission with election 2024 without my inclusion. So basically, that is the summary of the release that I asked my lawyer to put together.
That's it for our election headquarters. And moving on, a man in Dubai has founded Dream Village, a sustainable farming and training center to nurture the next generation of climate activists. Clement Mark Thompson talks more about the Dream Village.
Our main objective is to provide a space where farmers can come and learn about regenerative agriculture and to gather the youth to empower them on agriculture skills as well as to become a nature activist. The round huts help harness energy within the housing system so that at least positive energy will keep staying within the housing. When we go into a community, we first identify what trees and crops grow well within that community. We work with them and integrate them into our farms.
And before we go, municipal assemblies in the Greater Accra region in the coming days will begin reviewing and strengthening bylaws to combat air pollution. With air pollution claiming at least 28,000 lives annually and costing Ghana over 2.5 billion cedis, this initiative has become crucial. BIT reporter Michael Ashley says, under a special partnership with the Clean Air Fund, some assemblies will receive support and gazette these bylaws, equipping them to take decisive action against this silent killer, and we'll bring you more in subsequent bulletins. But for now, thank you so much for staying. That's it for the news at 6 with me, Hannah Odami. You can log on to myjoonline.com for more news. Business is up next.
Oh, jump on
go, go!
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.